News for more transparency. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. The unsealed affidavit used to justify the search of former President Trump's home contains a lot of black ink, and that has Mr. Trump and his allies criticizing the Justice Department. The document does, however, shed some light on the ongoing investigation.
The FBI says 14 of 15 boxes recovered from former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home earlier this year had classified information, some of it described in an affidavit as top secret. The affidavit used by the FBI to obtain a search warrant this month was released, though heavily redacted to protect witnesses and investigative details. The court filing does say there were no spaces at Mar-a-Lago authorized for such sensitive material, and the investigation is centered on improper removal and storage of classified information.
Fox's Jared Halpern. As the Fed works to fight inflation, President Biden is hitting back at critics who say his student loan forgiveness plan will add to it.
It's not going to cause inflation, number one. Number two, it will generate economic growth, the opposite, because you got people who are, in fact, now going to be freed up to be able to go borrow money to buy a home, to be able to start businesses, to do the things that need to be done.
At an economic symposium yesterday, the Fed chairman said interest rates will likely need to be kept high for some time to tackle soaring inflation. That set the Dow back more than 1,000 points. Another tragedy in a hot car. A 5-year-old boy was found unconscious inside a car in Mission, Texas. The vehicle was parked outside an elementary school on Thursday as temperatures climbed into the triple digits. The incident is under investigation. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Starting tomorrow, books with sexually explicit images will be outlawed at school libraries in Missouri. The law makes it a misdemeanor punishable by up to a year in jail if educators give students books that include sexually explicit photos or drawings. Exemptions include anatomy, biology, art, or other images that are educational. Staying in Missouri, one school district there is bringing back an old form of discipline.
Would you be cool with your child being spanked in school? The school board in the Cassville School District has approved bringing corporal punishment back to the 1900 student district. Superintendent Merlin Johnson says the decision was made after an anonymous survey was sent out regarding student behavior.
The complaints that we have heard from some of our parents is that they don't want their students suspended. They want another option.
But not all parents are on board with this idea.
If they had a different outlet, like counseling services in school instead of corporal punishment, that would be the more appropriate answer.
Missouri is one of 19 states which allow corporal punishment in schools. John Saucier, Fox News.
Some parents in Virginia are outraged. They want to know how a convicted sex offender was able to keep his job as a school counselor.
50-year-old Aaron Thornton, a former counselor at Glasgow Middle School in Fairfax County, Virginia, was arrested Thursday on charges of providing false information to the state sex offender registry. He was convicted of solicitation of a minor in 2020 as part of an online sting operation, though remained employed as a school counselor until this past June, when he was again charged in a second online sting.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. In the coming days, the main highway between Los Angeles and Phoenix could fully reopen. Part of I-10 was washed out by a flash flood earlier this week. Pam Puso, Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.